Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. An 89-year-old Roman Catholic priest from Minnesota, Ellen Church, required surgery to repair a neck injury. During his recovery in a rehabilitation facility, he did not dwell on bad luck or misfortune, but instead reflected on how blessed his life had been. Incredibly blessed, the life story of a boy from the farm is the memoir of Father Eugene Brown. His ministry took him to parishes in western Minnesota and chaplaincy roles in Catholic nursing homes. Over the years, he traveled extensively, those journeys taking him to 22 countries. His life story is a life filled with challenges, adventures, and countless blessings. Father Eugene Brown, author of Incredibly Blessed, the life story of a boy from the farm, is our guest on This Week in America. Father, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
What an incredible story, and I'm so glad that you're going to be sharing this with the audience today. This is all from Father's book, Incredibly Blessed, the life story of a boy from the farm. Let's start with the inspiration. Father, what inspired you to write this book, Incredibly Blessed?
A little over 2 years ago, I participated in the funeral mass of a friend. After the funeral, I was going down to the church basement for lunch when I lost my balance on an altar step and fell flat on my face on the tile floor, my forehead hitting the floor hard. Someone wiped up the blood off the floor first and then off my forehead, which had a huge gash that continued to bleed. Someone else called 911. The ambulance arrived, and I was taken to the hospital. X-rays showed that I had broken my neck. This happened on Saturday afternoon. On Sunday, the surgeon came to my hospital room. He explained the seriousness of the injury and recommended surgery to stabilize my neck. I told him I would have to think about it. I thought for a while and then called my older brother, Earl, who lives in New Jersey. I told him about the fall and the recommendation of the surgeon. I also asked him to call our brother, Paul, in Wisconsin, our brother, Jim, in Idaho, and our sister, Marilyn, who lives in the same building as I do. When the surgeon came back, I told him to go ahead with the surgery. I was wheeled into the operating room in late afternoon on Monday and put under with total anesthesia. Marilyn and her son David were in the waiting room for the entire 4 hours of the surgery. She said that she and David stopped to see me afterward, but I was still groggy and don't remember seeing them there. The surgeon told me in one of our follow-up visits that he had placed a bracket on my spinal cord from C5 to T1. I later found out what that meant. I was in the hospital for 3 more days. And then went to a rehabilitation facility for 2 weeks. One night, I could not sleep, but that sleepless night became a night of prayer. Instead of moaning about my bad luck or wondering why I'm so clumsy, I reflected on how the Lord has blessed my life with many opportunities and experiences. I have visited 22 countries. Not many people can say that, except maybe a travel writer or a secretary of state.
Yes.
In addition, I have been blessed to serve the Lord and the church for 65 years. 40 years as a pastor in western Minnesota, and 10 years as a chaplain of a nursing home. I have been retired for 11 years, but I have been able to continue to say Mass during that time until a few months ago. Like an elevator operator, I have my ups and downs, but mine has been a blessed life. That conviction inspired me to write a memoir called Incredibly Blessed, The Life Story of a Boy from the Farm, which I conclude like this. I have a firm hope that when the Lord calls me home, he will say to me, in the words of Matthew 5:23, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Come, share your master's joy."
What an incredible life we're hearing about during the program today with Father Eugene Brown. His memoir is Incredibly Blessed, The Life Story of a Boy from the Farm. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can click on directly to Father's Amazon page, get information, and order the book there as well. Father, you decided to write the book. Did this turn out to be maybe a bigger project than you anticipated?
It sure did. For well over a year, I spent all my free time writing, revising, and proofreading, going over the manuscript at least 6 times. I thought I had almost a perfect manuscript, but I gave it to a friend to read. To my embarrassment, she found many more typos and mistakes. It took me 4 or 5 hours to incorporate her corrections into the manuscript. I then had it self-published, had 150 copies printed, and gave them to the priest of my diocese and family and friends. I kept 1 copy for myself. When I found a publisher, I had to make more changes and revisions according to his requirements. He eliminated the table of contents, changed the typeface, made it larger so it would be easier to read, and changed the photographs from color to black and white. When I asked about this, he explained, "Printing almost 300 photographs in full color would increase the price of the book threefold."
Wow.
Reluctantly, I agreed to go with black and white. It took nearly a year from when I signed the contract on September 26, 2024, to September 12th of this year, when the book was published. During that time, I exchanged countless emails with the publisher and the proofreader. Imagine how happy I felt when I finally held a published book in my hands.
What a process you go through, and a full year of going back and forth. People see books there and don't understand what fully goes into that. The book we're talking about by our guest, Father Eugene Brown, his memoir, Incredibly Blessed, The Life Story of a Boy from the Farm, book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Father, when did you first feel that God might be calling you to the priesthood? Do you remember when that happened?
Well, yes, I do. When I was in the 6th grade in the Catholic school, the principal of the school and the pastor of the parish noticed this quiet, pious boy who seldom got into trouble. They called me in one day and asked me if I had ever considered studying for the priesthood. I had not, but after that, I thought about what my life would be if my dedicated it to the Lord and the church as a priest. My sister Marion, now deceased, had a different story. She remembered the missionary priest came to our school about the same time. He did magic tricks using sleight of hand. And he performed amazing feats that seemed impossible. He also shared some of his secrets with the boys, so that we were performing some of his simpler magic tricks. By the time he left our school to go on to another, Marion said that after that, I started talking about becoming a priest. When people ask me what got me thinking about the priesthood, that is, my vocation story, I tell them I have two.
Never have too many stories to explain the call to the vocation and the priesthood. Our guest is Father Eugene Brown, talking about his memoir, Incredibly Blessed, the Life Story of a Boy from the Farm. It goes into detail. It's an amazing reflection on an amazing life. And Father Brown is with us on the program today. Book available wherever books are sold. Father, did you find your studies at the minor and major seminaries difficult? Were those difficult times for you?
Well, yes. Except for Latin. We had 6 years of Latin in the minor seminary and three more in the major seminary, and I loved it. I took to Latin like a duck to water. In the major seminary, the courses were much harder. In the first year, in addition to natural theology and church history, we had logic, metaphysics, and epistemology. I tried to explain to my parents what I was studying, but I finally gave up trying. After 2 years, I earned a BA in philosophy. I completed the 4 years of theology that are required for ordination, but I did not earn an MA because the seminary was not accredited at that time to offer it. Today, the students who take the same courses earn an MDiv, that is, Master of Divinity, or a Master of Theology. I do not feel cheated that I did not receive master's degree. I learned many valuable truths in theology classes that I have been able to apply to my ministry.
Father, you were studying for the Archdiocese of St. Paul. Since you entered the minor seminary back in 1948, something changed for you in 1957. Talk about that.
I remember the day. It was a cold morning in November, and I was putting on my coat and getting ready to walk across the campus for the first class. A friend and classmate burst into my room, eager to share the good news he had just heard on the radio. The Vatican had announced the creation of a new diocese in Minnesota. The 15 westernmost counties that comprise the Diocese of New Ulm will become a diocese, and the cathedral will be in New Ulm. Because I was from one of those counties, and he was from another, we were both automatically studying for the Diocese of New Ulm. I did not grasp the implications of this news until I realized it meant I would serve as pastor of a church in a small town, similar to towns around the farms where I had grown up. I had never even been to the Twin Cities until I went to the minor seminary in St. Paul. It also changed this book. If I were a priest of the Archdiocese, I would be telling you about life in a large parish with several assistant priests and an extensive staff. Instead, you will be reading about the small parishes I served, usually alone and with no staff, except maybe a secretary.
It's an interesting life that you've led, particularly from working in a small town like that and the closeness that you feel with the parishioners and how you're in part, also a major part of their everyday lives. It's a fascinating memoir by Father Eugene Brown, our guest on the program. Father, where were you ordained?
Five of us were ordained on February 21st, 1960, in the Church of St. Mary in Sleepy Eye by Bishop Alphonse J. Schladweiler. He had been a priest of the Archdiocese, serving as pastor of a parish in St. Paul, when he was chosen, to his surprise, as the first bishop of the Diocese of New Ulm. He was consecrated as bishop on January 29th, 1958, at Holy Trinity Church in New Ulm, now Holy Trinity Cathedral. We were ordained in the Sleepy Eye Church because it is much larger, holding something over 1,000 persons, while the cathedral holds about 650. The larger capacity was needed to accommodate the friends and family of the five young men to be ordained. In my book, there is a photograph of the ordination ceremony and another of Bishop Schladweiler and four of the five of us whom he had just ordained. One of the newly ordained had left before the picture was taken.
What an exciting day for you, the culmination of many years of study, and now you are a priest. And what a remarkable story we're hearing from our guest on the program, Father Eugene Brown. Let's go on to the next step. What was your first parish? Where was that?
In 1963, I was assigned to the small parish of St. John's in Appleton, and the even smaller parish, only 25 families, of St. Joseph's in Holloway. For the first year, I was not pastor, but parochial administrator. Apparently, the bishop felt that priests would complain if someone ordained only 3 years was made pastor of a parish. I didn't care if I was called pastor or whatever. I now had my own parish and could make my own decisions. But I always remembered at ordination, I made a promise of obedience to my bishop and his successors. That meant I tried to do always whatever the bishop wanted. I served in those two parishes for 5 years. Then I was assigned to two other parishes for a total of 5 years and came back to Appleton and Holloway for 4 more years. Most priests will tell you that the first parish they served as pastor is their favorite. I would say the same.
I talked in the beginning about visiting 22 countries, and right away we all have travel envy. That's something we would like to do as well. Name some of the countries you visited, and you describe in your book, the book, by the way, Incredibly Blessed, where were some of the countries that you had the opportunity to visit?
I have visited our mission in Guatemala for 3 times. I have studied Spanish in Guatemala and in Mexico. I have been to Rome and Lourdes, to Assisi and the Holy Land, to Jordan, Egypt, and Greece. I have been to Alaska, Hawaii, and the Caribbean. I went with a friend to the Galapagos, which is part of Ecuador, and the upper Amazon in Peru. I have been on a photo safari to 4 countries in Southern Africa, took a helicopter ride over Victoria Falls, not over, but above, and photographed wild animals too many to count. On a cruise to the British and Irish Isles, my favorite of all the trips I've taken, we enjoyed flower gardens in Southern England, and marveled at the Eden Project, which has 2 large domes that simulate the climates, one of the tropics and the other the Mediterranean. With a very charming guide, we explored Winchester Cathedral and saw the grave of Jane Austen. We sailed past Skellig Michael and Little Skellig with its thousands, perhaps millions, of seabirds. We explored the Aran Islands of Ireland and stopped at five islands west of mainland Scotland, including Iona, with the famous Iona Abbey, Staffa, where we saw Fingal's Cave, and the almost clownish Atlantic puffins in the Isle of Lewis, where we walked among the Callanish stones. Most people have never heard of them, but they predate Stonehenge. We also explored islands north of mainland China, mainland Scotland, including the Orkney Islands, where we visited prehistoric sites dating 5,000 years ago, saw the Churchill barriers constructed during World War II to keep out the German submarines, and the ornate Italian chapel built by Italian prisoners of war. We saw and patted Shetland ponies on, where else, the island of Shetland. My final trip was a cruise from Ushuaia, Argentina, to the Falklands, South Georgia, and the Antarctic Peninsula, a trip on which we saw lots of penguins. After we were back in Ushuaia, we crossed the Drake Passage, the most turbulent waters in the world, without getting seasick. Four of us flew to Easter Island, which is part of Chile. Easter Island is famous for its stone statues called Moai. I describe many of my trips and cruises in my book. Welcome to my memoir / travelogue.
I love all of that travel and how you're able to go in and describe almost like you were there yesterday. What a fantastic memory in taking back and sharing with us all of those stops along the way. Our guest is Father Eugene Brown. Incredibly Blessed, The Life Story of a Boy from the Farm is the name of his book available wherever books are sold, and Amazon link on our site, thisweekinamerica.us. Well, let's talk a little bit about now for you. When did you retire from the parish ministry, and what ministry and other activities have you engaged in since retirement? Because I say retirement, you still have been quite busy.
I retired from parish ministry on June 30th, 2004, as I would soon turn 70. I became chaplain of Divine Providence Care Center, a Catholic hospital and nursing home in Ivanhoe, taking over the duties of the current chaplain, who was 98 years old. He told me, "You are the answer to my prayers." I was there until April 2007, when I became chaplain of St. Mary's Care Center in Winsted. I celebrated Mass there every weekday and Sunday, and had Saturday afternoon / Sunday Mass at a nearby senior residence. We had a third, I had a third Sunday Mass at Garden House Memory Care when it was built a few years later. I resigned as chaplain on June 30th, 2014, when I was approaching 80 years old. I moved to my sister's condo in Mendota Heights and lived with her until we both moved to Lilydale Senior Living. I celebrated weekday Mass at Carondelet Village, a home for retired St. Joseph sisters and others, for nearly 10 years until my stroke on May 6th of this year. I also celebrated Mass on Sundays and holy days at Lilydale since I moved there. Oh, and I wrote a book. Details and photographs of what I've done since I retired from parish ministry are in the book.
We've had the narration of the book and what it's about by the author, Father Eugene Brown. Pictures make it come alive even more, and you will find all of that in the new book, Incredibly Blessed, The Life Story of a Boy from the Farm. Father, just briefly, we've had a couple minutes left here. How are you feeling now? You're up and around and doing great.
It has been exactly 6 months today since I had the stroke It was a relatively minor stroke. I know many people who have had a stroke have been paralyzed on one side for the rest of their life, and sometimes they've died from the stroke. I have been blessed in that way. Also, I was in a rehabilitation center for 3 weeks this time, and I was receiving help back as a senior living for several months after that. I feel quite well now, but I think it was early August, I decided that I could no longer celebrate Mass, either here or at Carondelet Village, where I had been celebrating Mass, as I said, for 10 years.
Well, it's a remarkable comeback that you're having. You are in great shape, and we really appreciate you being here on the program. And there's a message in this book for all of us, incredibly blessed. Father was in a situation where he could have been very bitter, upset because of taking the fall and what he had to go through. Rather than waste that energy on something he couldn't control, he reflected on his life and gratitude for all the blessings in his life. I think for all of us, when we encounter those circumstances where it's pretty easy to be bitter, if we focus some on the blessings that we've all had in our lives, it would be better for everybody. So there's a lesson in this book, as well as an enjoyable ride that we're on with Father Eugene Brown. The book is Incredibly Blessed, The Life Story of a Boy from the Farm. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, link directly on to Father Brown's Amazon page. Order the book there as well. Father, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing a remarkable life that you've led and continue to lead.
Thank you very much. I hope that all the readers of the book will reflect on the blessings that the Lord has given to them in their life as well.
Father, thank you for being with us on the program, and my thanks, too, to King Pages Press, the Father's marketing consultant, results-oriented, making sure your work gets the attention it truly deserves. That's kingpagespress.com. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest once again has been Father Eugene Brown. His book, Incredibly Blessed, The Life Story of a Boy from the Farm. This Week in America continues right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.